This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes out to our over-the-road truck drivers for the great job you're doing moving America's goods. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. The show is live streaming over there right now. And when we get off the air, then it starts playing the streaming of the current show. And you can hear it all day and all night until the next show comes on. So that's one way that you can hear us if you can't hear us any other way. And, of course, our podcast is over there, too. All right. Here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California. Where, Kyle, I'm now down to 54.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, here in Southern California, I'm still holding steady, 50 degrees.
Well, I got to drop 4 degrees in the next couple hours. That's not going to happen. All righty. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a little situation down here in Florida where our governor, Ron DeSantis, who's very, very popular, believe it or not, the Democrats, some of them down here, would lead you to believe that maybe he's not as popular as he is. But I'm telling you, there's not a Democrat that can hold a freaking candle to him, including the woman that wants to be the governor on the Democratic side of the aisle, his primary foe, Nikki Freed, who happens to be the Secretary of Agriculture. Now, when she came into office, the first thing she tried to do was make some changes with guns and gun permits and stalled on giving people permits and all that sort of stuff. There were some legal challenges that she lost. So she's kind of, and by the way, the gun community does not care for her.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So Nikki Freed, she's taken a wild, vulgar swing at Ron DeSantis as she's reached a point of desperation because her polling numbers are in the toilet, just like the Democratic Party.
Well, right, Captain, and usually when it gets to this sort of level that Nikki Freed tweeted out, about Ron DeSantis, saying he's doing everything he can to become a dictator. I don't know if you want me to finish the rest of the tweet. That's when it kind of gets boring.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she says, and I quote, "He's already half of that word there," unquote.
Yeah.
So that is...
Which is crazy.
Well, it is. Of course it is. And what happens, Captain, is that when you've got no more gas in the tank, basically you start lashing out like that. This isn't political discourse at all, is it? It's just name calling and being vulgar for no other good reason other than you don't have anything else to really go out and talk about.
Now, it looks like the tide has finally started to turn with those elitists in those circles, those far-left circles that are beginning to acknowledge the damaging impact of America's COVID policy on our children and on their businesses as they start to reap the effects of no customers and no children, you know, not being allowed to be children.
Well, exactly right. And especially, Captain, you know, we saw what happened in Chicago with the teachers union, for example.
Yep.
They don't want to go back to the classroom. And now I think is the last I saw was that they've now canceled classes for,
yep.
for the time being.
Yep.
So, but there's no kid across America, no school kid, and really no college kid at all that really wants to go virtual ever again. They just don't want to do that. And certainly, I think a lot of teachers, and teachers are getting a bad rap to some degree as well, because some are spoiling it for the rest of them. I think they'd rather teach in person. I think they'd rather take care of their kids as best they can, because they have a deep, you know, desire to teach the new generation. That's why they became teachers in so many instances. The damaged things of the schools, also of the small businesses, especially restaurants. You know, is it going to get to the tipping point where it's just irrevocable?
Mm-hmm. Now, COVID-19 isn't all that bad because it appears to be one of its side effects is now turning Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers into a combination of Muhammad Ali and Navin R. Johnson, because he's talking about the positives of the vaccine and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff based on his own personal experience having had COVID.
Well, exactly. There's so many people, Captain, that they want to know what the facts are. But if they only get a particular party line, then they eventually start throwing up their hands, and they just don't trust what they're being told if it's coming in that fashion.
Right. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris and a tweet that she put out there that she's just getting drilled on. And then we're going to talk about Tucker Carlson and his going after a never-Trumper who actually had a meltdown because of it. And then we're going to talk about the president. He put out something yesterday. We're going to talk about what he said, again, all pertaining to the COVID policy that's out there. Of course, it is January the 6th. We will talk maybe a little bit more in this hour about whatever's going to happen there. Who knows? Who knows? It's one of those deals. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha. Looking forward to that. And we always have a great, lively crowd there. And we're going to have a good crowd today. So come on out and look forward to seeing you. And I got some free stuff I'll have with me. So you'll get the benefit of that, too. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking regularly for the past 7 years. I take the capsules twice a day. Once in a while, I have to make it a third time because of a situation I've got. Day before yesterday, I stepped down off a curb that was about 2 feet tall, and I put the full weight of my body on my left foot, which is the one that I've got the problem with, left foot and ankle. And boy, I felt it right away. I felt it. I knew that I'd done something wrong. I forgot about the fact that I couldn't do that anymore. And I immediately took some extra Relief Factor, which helped me. And it took me the rest of the day and the evening to get the swelling in my foot and my ankle back down again. But here's the deal. Okay, it's an all-natural product, 100% drug-free. The ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going straight to the source of the pain. And it does. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product as well, which means that it's got the key ingredients, the enzymes and the proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So it's good for you. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it. You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you started. There's no clubs you have to join, none of that sort of stuff. That's a flat fee. $19.95 gets you started. And then after that, you go to automatic delivery and do the math, and you'll see what it costs to go to the 4 weeks or 5 week month, whatever it happens to be that month. So there you go. And don't forget, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, an interesting story surfaced yesterday in the Maxwell trial, which could change everything. A juror who apparently was sexually assaulted herself and did not say anything about it when she was accepted to be a juror, which is a problem, a real problem, her omission of saying that could actually give Ms. Maxwell a new trial and might even set her free.
Well, you know, Captain, people were sort of waiting because of the nature of this whole trial and everything surrounding it for the other shoe to drop. Well, it looks like it just dropped because Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer wrote a letter to U.S. District Judge Allison Nathan in Manhattan, and she presided over the trial talking about this. Evidently, I think it was a man who had been sexually abused in the past. But this did not come out on the questionnaire that all prospective jurors were given. And the person in question here said, well, they would have answered this question honestly if they had been asked it. But I can't imagine, Captain, in a trial that's centered around the idea of sexual abuse,
yeah,
trafficking, et cetera, that this would not have been first and foremost. So now, where does all this stand? Well, yes, they are asking for a new trial because they're saying that this person helped to influence other jurors.
Yep.
Now, and it could go all the way to either maybe getting a new trial. We'll just have to see. But this is a major development in something like this.
To be continued.
That's right.
All right. Kamala Harris put out a tweet, and she's been mercilessly mocked for the tweet, that said the U.S. is moving again on the infrastructure package. When drivers were sitting in that big traffic jam along I-95, freezing.
Yes, that's right. Well, I got sticks on my mind tonight, Captain. We go back to the grand illusion, because the grand illusion is America's not moving again. What is she talking about? They're just trying to create this whole idea. But yes, she has been mercilessly mocked for that, because it's completely tone deaf in a time when you had all these people stranded over a 40 to 50 mile stretch of the interstate.
Yeah, and then I got a couple of comments about a couple of California congressmen. First of all, guess who was spotted in South Florida over the past couple of days?
Who is that?
Eric Swalwell.
Our old friend Eric Swalwell.
He was down there with someone who I'm not sure if it was his wife or not. None of my concern, but she was a blonde-haired lady.
Well, don't tell Fun Fun. I mean, I don't know what else to say to that other than, you know, but Eric Swalwell, so he's another one, I guess, who went down to Florida to enjoy sort of COVID-free, worry-free existence.
Well, he's from California, right?
Yeah, I believe
he is. Doesn't he have a family in California?
I believe he does, yeah. I'm not completely familiar with
him. All right, well, I'd be curious to know who he was with, and I'd be willing to bet you it wasn't his wife.
Well, Eric Swalwell, of course, it's very interesting because...
Because he's got a track record.
Well, he's got an issue that has to do with someone who we understand, according to different sources,
was a spy,
exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. So the central question is, and this goes to Nancy Pelosi, if she's out there listening, or somebody in her orbit, why is Swalwell, at the last I heard, Captain, why is he still in, what is it, the Intelligence Committee?
Yes.
Well, why would he be on the at bat when you or I couldn't pass muster for a background check to be on that committee?
Well,
we had done the same things he was doing.
Because if you're a U.S. congressman or congresswoman, you do not need to have a security clearance.
Wow.
That's why.
That's big time. But still, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking about national security.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
But as I said, they do not need to have a security clearance.
Yep.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it just points up again just how important it truly is that he's not on that committee.
Now, how about Mark Levin? He slammed Adam Schiff. This is the other half of the California combo. He called him the unethical hack over the January 6th committee. He said, this guy does not deserve to be a member of the bar and he should be disbarred immediately.
Well, yeah, Mark Levin can get pretty intense with that. And
well, he sure did.
Yes, absolutely. And he does not pull in any punches there at all. But Adam Schiff, of course, you know, not to try to sound too humorous, but he's sort of the gift that keeps on giving. You can always count on Adam Schiff to say a lot of weird things and sort of do it in such a weird way. It's unpredictable.
He's weird looking.
Well, he's you know, unfortunately, this is what's passing these days for people who go to Washington to represent people in the House. And
uh-huh.
So it's just something.
Now, Lori Lightfoot, not to be confused with Gordon Lightfoot, the singer in Canada, who I don't believe is around anymore, but the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, has blasted the teachers' union as a second day of classes has been called off. Well, she's mulling legal action against the teachers amidst the COVID row, and I think it's going to be with the National Board of Labor Relations.
Perhaps so, yes. Well, what I think people are looking for now is just seeing if this whole thing is really going to catch. Are you going to see other teacher unions?
I would say yes.
Thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And again, what's going to happen is, and what has President Biden been telling us all along for now? It's we know how to keep the schools open, or we know how to do all this. But suddenly, everything just starts to seem to be spiraling with this. And the American people, they're not going to be happy with this.
Are you surprised?
No, not in the least.
I'm not either.
Not in the least.
This is a game that can't shoot straight.
Yeah, and could they at least tell us whatever the plan was? Because remember, Joe Biden said he had a plan. Donald Trump does not have a plan, but I have a plan. And it went on and on. So what happened to the plan, man?
I have a plan, and I forgot what the plan is, man. But the plan's got to be what it's got to be, you know, man.
Well, but what's happening, though, too, is they're looking at these polls, and they're terrified of losing power completely in 2022, at least in the House and Senate. And I think, Captain, they're trying to do whatever they can to create this sort of next nightmare scenario here. Or at least interpret it as such and try to, bring on all these problems.
All right. Well, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we progress across the overnight radio airwaves. Kyle, you hang in there. And, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
A congressional effort hopes to dig deep and get into the origins of COVID-19. House Representatives Kathy McMorris, Brett Guthrie, and Morgan Griffith have announced the launch of a web page on the Energy Commerce Subcommittee site for whistleblowers to contact them with information pertaining to an investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Virginia officials are defending their response to a blizzard that stranded hundreds of motorists along I-95 on Monday and Tuesday. Governor Ralph Northam and others said conditions for the gridlock can be blamed on heavy snowfall and plunging temperatures, which caused a truck to jackknife and trigger a chain reaction. Some motorists were stranded overnight Monday into Tuesday afternoon. And Ford has beat out Tesla to become the top-performing car stock of 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. You too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. You too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hungry? No lunch plans? Join Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch today between 11 and 1 p.m. at Nixon's Fruit Farm. Located in Bradenton.
You betcha. We'll be there from 11:30 to 1 o'clock today. No problem, no. Hope you can stop by Mission's Roadside Cafe just down the road. A little bit south of Tropicana Foods. You'll see them over there about a mile off the U.S. 301 to the east. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Now, you know, Dawn yesterday, that's Mike Lindell's administrative assistant, we were talking about something because they called me up to say, hey, Captain, did you know we got a special going on here with our towels for $29 now? We dropped $10 on them? Nope, but I'm going to tell you, that's one of, part of what they're doing. Those towels that I told you I bought another set of and Kyle bought a set, they were $39. You were saving $39 off $100. Now, for the next 3 days, they're $29. So you save another $10. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Go in there and look up the towels that are there. You'll see them. And use the promo code CAPTAIN, promo code CAPTAIN. You'll save another $10 off the price. Now, you can also go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Find a lot of other stuff, too, and save a bunch of money over there by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to go and call them on the phone to do your order, you can do it that way, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. But you got to go to the website, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and the promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN, always the word CAPTAIN. And the phone number is always 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, and happy shopping. Happy shopping. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I regret to inform the listeners that Joe Biden has destroyed yet another American institution.
Yes, tell me about it, yeah.
Well, it's the classic Little Caesars $5 hot and ready pizza. Now, it's been $5 with a little guy going, pizza, pizza, for God knows how many years. Well, now you might want to sit down and wait for this, folks. No longer is it $5. It seems the price of cardboard has gone up 11%. It seems the pepperoni, which is what they put on their pizzas, is up 50%. So the price now for the pizza at Little Caesars starts at $5.55.
Wow. Well, first of all, Captain, I mean, you really can't blame Little Caesars or other stores or restaurants that they absolutely have to raise prices because it costs so much more to get the supplies.
But according to Joe Biden, it's corporate greed.
See, that's exactly right. It's all corporate greed, and they don't have to raise prices. It goes back even to when Jen Psaki, if I recall correctly, talked about the idea that corporations don't have to raise prices on people, on their products, if their taxes go up. Why would they do that? You know, kind of just paraphrasing. But that's because...
they don't understand business.
That's right, because that's the way business works. But in the Democrat Party elite mindset, they don't care about that. That doesn't even enter in. And so what they will do is they'll use these kinds of things, or people like Elizabeth Warren will use these kinds of things in order to gin up the sort of class envy or hatred. Like, here come these capitalists. You know, we got to get mad at these corporations because corporations are bad, and on it goes. And so, but what choice does Little Caesars have at this point?
Now, we talked about the second attack in so many days against the U.S. Installation at the Baghdad airport, right?
Right.
But now the U.S.-led coalition in Syria struck several launch sites for those Katyusha short-range rockets believed to be intended for attacks on an installation which is housing U.S. troops over in eastern Syria, and they destroyed those rocket launch sites.
Well, right, exactly, and we're seeing a lot of this intensify, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, but, well, it needs to.
Well, in the sense of getting the rocket launchers, but those who are launching those Katyusha rockets, especially after Soleimani was taken out, you know, they've been on the path to destruction, there's no doubt about it.
Do you remember political commentator Mary Catherine Hamm when she was on Fox all the time?
Yeah, it rings a bell, yeah.
Okay, well, now she's on CNN, but she's still a conservative, and she's still over there. She caused a couple of CNN hosts yesterday to belly laugh out loud after mocking AOC, and the background for that was AOC and the backlash over the New Year's holiday when she showed up in South Florida partying, and, of course, she had something to say about that with the boyfriend, and nobody knew if it was a new boyfriend or if this guy had been hiding in the wings and what the deal was. And then she was at some drag bar dancing with the drag guys that were there and all that. And that, you know, all that in a quarter won't even get you a cup of coffee.
Right. Well, isn't that when she was talking about the idea that people that after her politically, in the sense they're mad because they can't go on a date with her or something like that?
Well, they want to get involved with her in other ways, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, isn't that just kind of we got nothing left here? You know, I guess that's what she's saying. She has no other way of countering ideas that she doesn't like or this kind of thing. I mean, this is getting pretty pathetic, don't you think?
It is getting pathetic, and I laugh about AI too. Sorry.
Right, right. Well, but you know what's happened with her though too is she became sort of this political darling, for lack of a better term. She's got the squad and that whole ilk, and she's not able to really, I think, sort of do things that you do when you go to Congress. It's all a platform.
Now, what is Florona, F-L-U, F-L-U-R-O-N-A. What is flu-rona?
It is a new word that we're evidently adding to the lexicon, and that is when you are diagnosed with the flu virus and the coronavirus at the same time, of which there was one confirmed case, I think, in the Brentwood area of Southern California.
Yep.
And this is the first case that they know of, I believe.
Well, there's been more. They just don't know what it was or where or how it was going on because people haven't done anything but take some, Theraflu or whatever, and they get over it. Because what it is you come down with the flu, just like some people have right now, or a cold or whatnot, and you don't get the coronavirus per se, although I will say Omicron is still considered to be coronavirus.
Well, that's right. It's a variant thereof. And so now this is the new thing. Can you get the flu and coronavirus at the same time? Evidently, the answer is yes, but we will see how widespread that really might be, or how possible that really is. In other words, what has to happen for that to happen?
Now, by the way, NBC, yesterday, I saw it on Fox. That's the only reason I know about it. Was showing the type of masks that people should be wearing. And they were showing the surgical masks. You've seen them, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. They're sort of like a aqua color or something.
Yeah, they have a filter in them.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple filters. And then they were showing, well, to do this right, you should have the surgical mask on first and then put the cloth mask on over it. And by the way, you can do this with the children and illustrated how it was done and all that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, don't we have enough problems?
Yeah. Well, what does this say to the public? What it does is start saying,
who's got the stock in the masks again?
Well, exactly.
Follow the money.
Well, exactly. And what will happen, of course, is people will be feeling, Captain, that we are going backwards. I don't think, and, we all want to be safe and we want to do the right things and this kind of thing. It's a real virus. Omicron is completely real. But people are feeling that the response to all this is that we're going backwards. They will not abide more lockdowns and so on and so forth. The idea of trying to get to normal, especially when we see what's happening with Omicron and it's the severity of it, people, they just don't want to be pretend like it's 2 years ago.
Now, what do you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz having a press conference today on January the 6th in D.C.? What do you think about that?
Well,
are they trying to grandstand, it looks like?
Well, that's sort of my first opinion about it, or my first sort of thought about it. I don't know how it's all going to go, but I have a feeling it's going to add fuel to the fire to a great degree.
Yeah, because both of those have a habit of starting things that don't necessarily end well.
Well, and what also will happen, Captain, is it'll get latched onto by the media. The media will say, this is who Republicans are.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, and so it's just going to end that will go well.
All righty. Good morning to Sarasota and Jeff in Sarasota. And he's saying, AOC, we don't date communists. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be right back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Confuse and run now, brother, 'cause you ain't got a lot of time. Like surprise when it all goes to hell on your dime. You can stand tall enough to look the devil. Which one do you serve? with the power and the glory got more than they deserve. Why don't we stand by and do nothing while they piss it all away? And we hope we wake up in the morning to the light of a brand new day.
Kyle, who is that group?
Well, that's Blackberry Smoke, Captain.
Yeah, what's the name of that one?
That's Waiting on the Thunder.
Waiting for the Thunder. Yep. And that was being played live over in England, jolly old England, and they were on the BBC on one of the shows over there.
Yeah, well, that song just really cooks.
Yeah, and they're a good group. I got a whole bunch of stuff from them, so one of these nights we'll have to do a Blackberry Smoke night. All right, well, take it away out west. I see we got a winter storm warning all the way from Seattle to the middle of Montana.
Well, that's exactly right. Winter storm warnings covering all that entire area. We've also got some pretty cold temperatures up there for our friends in Great Falls at negative 14. Our
burr.
Friends in Bozeman, yeah,
double
negative
burr.
5. So it's definitely in Helena, negative 5 as well. We're also seeing the snow continue to go across the state of Washington and now really beginning to get into parts of northern Idaho. 4th of July pass up there, folks. You've got a winter storm warning there. It's going to be snowing at least until Friday. It's 24 degrees. You've also still got snow down near Idaho Falls, a little bit south of that right now, actually really more around Pocatello, looks like. But also our friends in Salt Lake City continuing with rain showers, snow, and sleet to the north of them. But, Captain, also the big story here, Denver. We got snow showers in Denver coming out west on I-70. You're going to hit it snow. But if you're going to go east on I-70, you got snow, and more snow as well. So be very, very careful out there. Also, drivers, be aware that if you're in the Sacramento area in California coming up Interstate 5 or heading into Sacramento via I-80 coming out of Reno, you got a dense fog advisory all around the city of Sacramento, and that heads up north up towards Chico. Not quite as far as Redding, it looks like, but be aware of that because, obviously, that's a safety issue right there. Portland, Oregon, reading cloudy right now, but they're going to have more rain over the next few days. Same thing for Seattle. And, of course, we got flood watches going on in Seattle and near Portland as well, especially down near Eugene, Oregon tonight. Mm-hmm. And Richard the Marine, I believe he is looking at, 56 degrees, light rain. Pardon me, 53 degrees.
Yeah, rain.
Yep.
All right, North Dakota, colder than a well digger's butt. South Dakota, more of the same. Nebraska, northern Nebraska, more of the same coming across I-80. By the way, if you're coming out of Colorado and you're coming up I-76 to the junction of I-80, you're going to have a winter storm warning. You're going to be in a lot of snow when you come up out of Sterling, Colorado, and start coming up there into Nebraska. So be advised, coming out of Wyoming all the way across there, about 100 miles in on Nebraska side, winter storm warning. Now, this snow that Kyle was talking about coming out of Denver, not only is it cold in Kansas, not only is it cold halfway across Oklahoma and in the Panhandle as well, but it's cold over there from Amarillo down to Lubbock, over to Plainview, down to Midland. And I'm talking about sub-freezing temperatures, not below zero, but sub-freezing, cold enough. You got snow tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on I-70 all the way from Denver, with one exception, all the way to Baltimore, Maryland, okay? Snow on I-70. And that snow is going to chase you across if you're going east. Now, it drops down a little bit in Missouri and goes down to I-64, and then you pick it up again on 70 when you get into, Ohio. You'll pick it up on 70. It'll be going east. But there is a winter storm warning right now for most of the state of Tennessee, the eastern half of Kentucky, the mountains of Virginia, all of West Virginia, the mountains of Maryland, as that storm moves to the east. Now, it's going to snow in D.C. again. It's going to snow over in New Jersey. You're going to get snow in Long Island. So be advised, you got plenty of weather coming your way right now. And down south, we got fog, heavy fog from McAllen all the way up to Houston. So that's what it's looking like at the moment. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop in there, get yourself a good, free, hot cup of coffee, and take it from there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. It's January the 6th, so what?
No kidding.
Well, we're going to hear all kinds of stuff from the Democrats that are going to try to paint a picture that it was a day. They're going to try to do a Pearl Harbor on us.
Well, this is a strategy to do several things. One is to permanently destroy any Trump doctrine supporters.
Yep.
Not necessarily Trump, but Trump doctrine supporters.
Yep.
And that includes those in Congress, the Republicans in Congress.
Yep.
The other thing is this is a means to change up the two voting, the voting procedures and voting laws across the United States, where they nationalize voting. So they're not going to stop.
Nope.
And this is something that we, I don't even know how to necessarily tell people to be prepared for this and to you know, fight back, because I don't think that we have enough people that understand what is really happening.
They're going to find out real quick.
Well, and I guess how many people out there really understand states' rights in the 10th Amendment? And furthermore,
probably nobody.
And right? What is inside these two voting pieces of legislation that passed the House?
Yep. And I get you. You're absolutely right in what you're saying. I totally get it. And people are going to need to pay attention. We've talked about this. We've been telling them what's going to happen. And you need to pay attention. You need to get involved in these groups and start doing some stuff. Because if you don't, shame on you.
Well, shame on the country. I mean, because it completely changes the very thing that is so sacrosanct to, you know, Americans, and that's voting. And I would say, you know, call your representative and say, have you read the bills? And do you understand what's in them?
Yep. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Give them a call and tell them. Tell them, don't do it. Don't do it. We are watching you. All right, hold that thought. Denise Simon and I will be right back right after the top of the hour news break.
Hungry? No lunch plans? Join Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch today between 11 and 1 p.m. at Nixon's Fruit Farm, located in...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.